So find yourself in Shavasana, with your hands by your side, lying down, eyes closed, and chin slightly tucked, comfortable and relaxed. And go to that safe haven where we start our meditations. That safe place where all journeys begin. You might remember that we crossed a bridge and found just the most idyllic place, that we felt at home to ourselves, at home and comfortable within ourselves. We'll begin all journeys there. So for the base chakra, the root chakra, we're going to imagine bringing all your energy down and focusing right at the very tip of your tailbone. And at the very base of the tailbone, you're going to begin to vibrate a beautiful red ball, as red as you can imagine. And this ball is just vibrating, pulsating at the very base of your spine. And this red energy begins to expand and travel maybe down your legs, so that your legs are vibrating, pulsating in this vivid red, maybe coming up your hips, your belly, your chest, vibrating, pulsating red, down your arms, into your hands, pulsating red, into your head, so that you feel the red vibration, the red frequency, all through the body. And this red represents the base chakra. So even though your entire body is pulsating red, you're going to bring your mind's eye back to the very tip of your tailbone, and you're going to place a cord or roots down into the earth. This is your connection to the earth, however you see yourself doing it. You're putting down roots deep, deep into the earth. Connection to being here, to being on this earth, to grounding in to this earth plane. This earth plane, the energy of the earth, supports us and feeds us. We can receive power, energy, security, safety from the earth. The earth itself has its own life force, and by tuning into this life force, so we can feed ourselves. The earth provides shelter. Maybe we can build a hut from the trees, we can find a cave. Whatever it is that we want to provide shelter for us to feel safe, we can find on this earth. Any food that we need, the earth provides. Fruit, berries, even the animals that co-create with us on this earth are here because the earth nourishes and feeds them, and in turn they feed us. So everything we need, we're supplied by connecting to the earth. So pulsating down in your root chakra, feeling connection to the earth, find a sense of safety. Find a sense of fullness. of nurturement, of structure. The earth provides structure for us. It gives us some place to put our feet, to plant our feet down and be present. When our root chakra is imbalanced, we feel frightened, we feel insecure. We might feel that we don't know where our next meal is coming from. We might not feel like we have enough money to survive. The root chakra is all about our basic survival. How do you feel in your root? Do you feel strong, supported, nurtured? Or do you feel fear? Fear that you don't have enough food on the table, that maybe your job or your life doesn't provide the necessities. How secure are you in your being, in your presence, being here on earth? Can you stand your ground and feel secure in self? Or are you afraid of being yourself? Of allowing the earth to nurture you? Maybe you've heard tapes from your parents. I don't have enough. Maybe you felt insecure or fearful because maybe your parents divorced or moved house. And what you knew as home no longer was, and so you felt displaced and frightened. The family structure. Maybe there wasn't enough food on the table when you were a child, and you have this innate fear of never having enough. By allowing yourself to connect to the earth, by allowing yourself to feel the earth's energies pulsating into you, by trusting that this connection to the earth will provide all you need to survive, then you can feel strong. You can release your childhood fears, your childhood struggles, your inability to really center and find home. When we're a child, we look for home outside ourselves. But when you ground into your root chakra, you know that home is within you. And no matter what happens externally to you, you have your own foundations in your being, in your connection to the earth. All your shelter, all your food, all your needs are provided when you choose to ground into yourself, to feel your bones, to feel the earth below you, and know that your home is within yourself. That safe haven begins to bring you home to self. You are one with the earth, and when you feel connected and grounded and centered, you have all you need. All you ever desire is already yours, but you have to step up and claim it. You have to release the fear and say, I am worthy. I deserve. I am here. And because I am here and connected, I have all that I need. Feel that sense of connectedness. Feel yourself filling, full of the Earth's energies, and supplying everything you ever needed in yourself, for yourself, to yourself. Feel full, feel pulsating vibrancy, this red, supplying everything you need to yourself. You are home. The earth is your home. You are centered by being in your body and connected. You are grounded, consciously choosing safety, consciously choosing to know you have all you need, consciously choosing life to its fullest. This is what the root chakra offers you. This is your gift by connecting into the root chakra and creating the sense of stability that the earth provides. Feel the red pulsating through your body. Feel the strength. Feel the security. Feel the total nourishment of self. Allow it to permeate into every cell of your being, every part of your body. The red pulsates deepest in the marrow of the bones. Your bones let you know you're real. Coming back to the red, refocus the red back down through your body, up your legs, back into the very tip of your tailbone. Coming back in, back to the root chakra, focusing that red light into a tiny small bowl at the very tip of your tail. Knowing that from now on, you can always come back down and connect into your root and be here, be present, be safe, be secure, be grounded and centered. And knowing that, you can now bring your awareness back and float back to your safe haven, where we began this journey, this place of paradise, the other home. And then coming back from that secure, safe haven, maybe crossing over the bridge back into this 3D world, coming back to your breath, into your lower body, and bringing the breath down into your toes, allowing the breath to wiggle your toes, bringing the breath, the life force, into your fingers, allowing your fingers to wiggle, your head to loll from side to side, coming fully conscious and awake, and back into the present. Namaste.